So the greater the struggle, the more glorious the victory. The greater the struggle, the more glorious the victory. You know, you've been lied to by the system, by the narcissist, by yourself. You know you've been lied to. You know that. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Doesn't say some men. It says every man, and that includes women. Let God be true and every man a liar. So if that's true, then you've been lied to by the system, by a spouse, by a narcissist. You've been lied to by somebody. And sometimes people don't lie for bad intent. They just lie to protect themselves or something like that. From consequences and different things. You've been lied to by the system, by the narcissist, by the psychopath, by the sociopath, by yourself, by the churches, by the government, by the media. By the news, by the corporations, by the boss, by the employees you've been lied to, by your brother, your sister, your coworker, your neighbor, your friend. And mainly by yourself. So who doesn't lie? Let God be true and every man a liar. So God never lies. God's word never lies. But we'll see, and somebody will come into your world or cross your path that's contrary to the word, and they'll tell you a bunch of fluff. And you want to, because they're face to face with you. You can actually hear them, see them, touch them. They're right there in front of you. And so it's easy to put that person higher on a pedestal than that Bible. But if you stand on the word, you can't be fooled. If you stand on Proverbs, you can't be fooled. If you choose to be fooled, it's on you. After hearing this message, if you choose to believe a lie, it's on you. If you choose to put somebody on a pedestal, it's on you. If you choose to believe the lie from here on out that you're telling yourself, it's on you. Because I've revealed it just now. So what do you do in a system like this where everything's lies? The lies are everywhere. Not everything's lies, but lies are all around you. The devil system's nothing but upside down lies, you know. So, what do you do? If you can't trust in mankind, if you can't trust in chariots and horses and cars, and you can't trust AI, well, you know that, because they want to kill everybody. They really deep down want to take everybody out. Because the AI is the flesh mind. What do you do in a situation like that? Where you can't trust hardly anything. You trust God and you start to be stable in an unstable system. If you look out in front of you and you look at a tree has longevity. It was here one of those trees in your neighborhood was here before you were born, and it'll be here when you're dead and gone. That ought to make you mad. How can that tree outlive me? A human. How can that dirt outlive me? How can those rocks outlive me? What's the secret to longevity? Just look at a tree. Just gaze upon a tree. Just gaze upon a tree. It has continual nourishment, but you don't see that nourishment. It's unseen. So you can have continual nourishment from God, the unseen, from the spirit realm, the unseen. The tree is stable. It's not walking around, it's just stable. It's not moving around. I'm not saying you shouldn't move around. I'm saying you should be stable in all your choices. Make sure you make a choice that's a stable choice. And everybody around you is unstable, but you're still stable. It has pods. It has leaves. It's actually speaking the truth all the time. It's proclaiming a truth all the time. It's got its roots grounded in many different directions. It's got its branches. Reaching out. Making copies, making more trees, making pods, seed pods, dropping seeds on the ground. I don't have all the answers of all the object lesson answers of a tree. You can think of some, but I got some of them. They're rooted and grounded, stable. It helps mankind. It takes in the carbon dioxide, I guess is what it is. And it takes and puts oxygen out there. It takes the bad and makes some good out of it. It takes the bad and converts it to good to help mankind. It's useful. As I talk more, more is being revealed to me. It's useful to mankind. It just stays with the fundamentals. It just keeps doing the fundamentals. With all the chaos around you, just keep doing the fundamentals. They learn that in basketball and football and soccer. That's why they teach you fundamentals, how to dribble, how to function on the field. When everybody else is in chaos and worry, you stay on the fundamentals.